Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack weighs in on his new counterpart in Japan. Back on that in just a moment.
Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Choose a DIY series building by Mueller and get easy to assemble, affordable, and permanent storage right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and over 30 colors to choose from, our do-it-yourself building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's standard series buildings are ready to go to work for you. We call them the standard because they have set new benchmarks for quality and flexibility, and their 100% bolt-together design makes them easy to assemble. With competitive financing options, Mueller can be your permanent storage solution. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com to get your free customized building estimate. Then click on our color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing, call 877-2-M-U-E-L-L-E-R to speak with a representative at one of our Oklahoma locations nearest you.
You can't tell the players without a scorecard. That's definitely the case in baseball. It's definitely the case when it comes to the governments going through Japan these days. Back in April, when Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack made his trip to Japan and talked, among other things, about the need to get U.S. beef more access into the Japanese market. There was one prime minister and one particular farm minister there at that time. Mr. Hatoyama was the farm minister at that point. Well, there's a new prime minister, and he's named a new farm minister. The new farm minister is Mr. Yamada. And our fellow farm broadcaster and colleague, Stuart Doan, asked Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack if he's had a chance to make some contact with the new farm minister, and what's he going to do with the new farm minister in regards to trying to get more access for U.S. beef.
Well, the first thing we're going to do is direct correspondence to the minister and basically congratulate him on his new position, remind him of the arrangements and commitments that were made on behalf of the Japanese government. Even though the prime minister has changed and the cabinet members have changed, the commitments of a government are need to be honored. And we're going to continue to press this issue. I think we have taken a more aggressive effort, I think, in terms of encouraging our trading partners to live by the rules. And there is no reason why this beef market is not more open in Japan, given the fact that they themselves have had substantially more BSE issues with their livestock operations than we've had in the last 20 years. There's really no reason not to have an open market. And we're going to continue to press. I understand that his attitude might be a little bit different than his predecessor, but we're going to continue to press this and at every juncture. Japan is hosting a conference in October, and we'll obviously be taking a look at whether or not that creates an opportunity for me to travel back to Japan to discuss with the minister, or whether it's an opportunity for us to send a signal about the need for continued dialogue.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack feeling some of the pressure right now, most certainly to represent the U.S. more aggressively in trying to widen the access for U.S. beef from perhaps that 20-month standard that we're now under and have been for several years now to a more conventional 30-month standard as far as the animals that beef can be accepted from for the Japanese market. If we could get that, according to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, that could be worth $1 billion annually. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Pawnee Bill's original Wild West show at the Pawnee Bill Ranch site in Pawnee, Oklahoma starts this Saturday with a parade downtown at 2 p.m. and the grand entry to the Pawnee Bill's Wild West show at 7:30. Don't miss entertainment at the Hilltop at 2:30 and an optional barbecue dinner from 5 to 7 p.m. Tickets are available at the Pawnee Bill Ranch Museum or order in advance by calling 918-762-2513. Ask for group sales and special senior rates. Don't miss the Pawnee Bill's original Wild West show Saturday, June 12th, June 19th, and June 26th.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.